Blackstone Audio presents Beneath the Truth by Megan March. Read for you by Andy Arndt and Sebastian York.
Chapter 1. Rhett. Get home right the fuck now. After the last year, I had become a pro at ignoring texts and calls. When you walked away from everything and everyone you knew, it was a skill you both honed until it was sharp enough to slice the bullshit from your life. Before my world fell apart, I was all about my brothers in blue. Nothing was more important to me than family, honor, and justice. And then betrayal ground those rose-colored glasses beneath its boot heel until my old way of life was nothing but dust. My life was different now. No badge, no brotherhood, and what the hell was justice anyway? All I cared about was collecting fees from my PI clients. I didn't get involved, didn't let myself get invested. I turned it all off and did the job, no more, no less. I looked at the screen of my phone again, and the gallon of coffee I'd downed to keep me awake to finish this case churned in my stomach with the burger I'd eaten. This text was different, especially considering the sender. My gut said so, and since that was the one thing I still trusted, I tossed my camera aside and started my Jeep. Mrs. Higgins could wait to find out if her husband was cheating on her. For the first time in a year, I was going back to New Orleans, the city I'd left behind without looking back. Just under 3 hours later, I slammed on the brakes, unable to get any closer to my childhood home. Blue, red, white, and orange flashing lights lit up the night sky like a jacked-up carnival. Police barricades blocked the road, and I threw my Jeep into park. Where the fuck is the roof? I flung open the door and charged out of the SUV, shoving my way into the crowd of gawkers. Holy shit. A fist gripped my heart and squeezed until I thought it might explode. Where the hell is the house? In place of the home I'd lived in from kindergarten to the age of 18 was a pile of smoldering rubble. Where the hell are my folks? A cage closed around my lungs. Fuck, no. I elbowed my way through the police barricade, gripping the top of it to vault over, but a heavy hand clamped down on my shoulder. Thank fuck you made it. Didn't know if you would come when you didn't answer. I didn't tell Ricks the only reason I came was because he was the one who had texted me. It didn't matter now. What the hell happened? Where are my folks? Jesus fucking Christ. From the complete devastation, I had to assume an explosion. Gas line? Shit.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?